o'clock hour of Wilde and Taus. Jesse and Taus today. Jason off for the day. He will return tomorrow. He'll tell you all about what he was up to today when he returns to the show tomorrow. We are live from my house for reasons unexplained.
No, it's explained. What do you mean they're unexplained? You didn't want to leave. You didn't want to go into work. You wanted to get your afternoon off to an earlier start. And you used that to get me to come over here. And it worked out well for me, too. So it was good for everybody, but I guess it's good for everybody. It's one of the rare win-wins.
I don't know anyone it isn't good for. Hunter, you're having a good time with this, right? Everything's fine. No issues.
It is fine, and there are no issues. Do what I like to produce a show with both hosts here in the studio.
Yeah, I would
hope
have
that opportunity.
Yeah, I would have too.
That would be nice
for sure. I agree, but this worked out.
And I'm still annoyed that Jesse bamboozled me, and I let that one slip by. Felt like I had a 3-1 series lead, and Jesse just snuck up on me there.
Yeah, he LeBron'd you. He blocked you right at the hoop when you thought you had the game-winning layup. That was a goaltend, by the way, by LeBron. His hand hit the rim. Which should have been ruled a goaltend and taken away one of the great blocks in the history of the NBA.
That was just before Wilde and Taus started as a show. So
is that right? It was a goaltend.
9 years later, I'm glad you got that take in here.
Well, I've had that take for a while.
Mo is off the couch.
No,
looks like
Mo's
he
back
wants
at
to
me.
Say hi to
I
you.
Like old Mo's starting to grow on me. You know, as a
he does
as
that.
A dog lover. Mo's starting to come around on me.
Yeah, you are a dog lover. We know that. Thank you to everyone expressing your concern in the YouTube comments for Taus's coffee with no lid. It's
a mug.
It is a wood
it's
floor.
Different. So. It's different with a mug than it is a plastic cup. Right?
Yeah, it's a running thing.
No, I understand.
Hunter,
I understand. And
here.
I still have residue on some of my reeds from that.
It does happen.
Are you sure that's not from the second time you spilled when you were at the golf outing? Am I getting blamed for something that's
not
my fault?
I really feel like I need to be meaner to Hunter because like Jason has him so intimidated. I don't know why.
Oh, don't blame Jason for this.
No, just hold up a second. No,
you
are, Hunter.
This is absurd.
It's okay because I have friendly banter and I'm not – like, I want you to come at me. I don't want it to be like, oh, walk on eggshells around. I don't want that. It's bad radio. It's just not good. But Jason, Hunter never goes after Jason like he comes at me. Never.
I literally instigated the power ranking his Facebook marketplace.
Yeah. I don't remember that. I was gone.
Oh, of course.
No, you weren't. You were here for that.
I don't think I was. I digress.
844-770-3776. We did have a solid Brewers conversation to start the show today. We're going to get back to that coming up next before we are joined by Homer. Before we move on to that, Taus, any takeaways from Brian Bulaga's appearance? Talking Jordan
now,
Love
you know what?
Injury,
I think
everything.
One of the things, the Jordan Love injury, we have painstakingly just pounded that into submission. Hopefully it's all just a big old nothing burger.
Nice.
And the fact that he'll, you know, be able to go function, do everything that is expected from him. That's the goal. We hope that's the case, and I believe that is what will be the case. I think one of the things that we have been so focused on Jordan Morgan and Sheed and Sean Ryan, this backup center spot and where Monk is at, I would love for Jason, who that is his guy. He, when they drafted him, even though he didn't watch any film and didn't study it, he said he's the guy.
Jacob Monk, yeah.
I said, okay, great. I hope you're right. He's a Duke kid, right? He's
yes.
a Duke. So immediately I don't like that part of it. But if he can play, great. The fact that he is not getting opportunities as that backup center, or at least that's what it feels like. I am not at practice like Jason is. Let's do a little bit of a deep dive. Let's get in as this postseason's wrapping or this preseason is wrapping up. I'd like to learn a little bit more about where we're at with him because he's going to make the team again. They're going to put him in. They didn't put him in Philly. They didn't give him an opportunity. What's his future? Where is his development at? Because this group needs to have somebody, because more than likely Elgton Jenkins is going to be playing center here, and this will be his last season. Is it going to be Sean? Sean Ryan's a free agent. That part of this whole thing has been overlooked by the competitions and the development in a positive way from Jordan Morgan. We're not seeing that at the backup center spot. And Elton's getting older. He's fighting the back. You cannot. The reason Goody did what he did this offseason, he does not want to see anything close to that Philly horror show we saw up front where nobody could function. That's why he did what he did. And are we in a better spot if something does happen to that interior part of the O-line? I think you're fine if it's a guard. Center, I don't know if you feel if you can feel really strong. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of those positions that Brian Gutekunst is scouring. Like, is there a veteran? Maybe it's Myers. Maybe the Jets aren't going to keep. Maybe that might be the case. Somebody to solidify that spot might be in the mix here from the Green Bay Packers.
I appreciate the insight and giving us all something to watch for in the preseason finale coming up here on Saturday afternoon at Lambeau Field against the Seahawks.
Yeah, I just this preseason, I am convinced the NFL, they really want to get rid of preseason, and they're doing a heck of a job.
Maybe, you know, it'll make it easier. I'll go get you a Coors Light to watch the game on Saturday.
Is that allowed now that we're off site? We're not in studio?
No, but okay, well, same rules apply.
I will wait until 12 o'clock, whether you're at Jesse's basement doing a radio show, tailgating pregame, celebrating a big win, Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Why there's always Coors Light in my hand. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
There you go, old
team.
Yeah,
look at that. It's a good-looking can. Look at that.
Mountains are blue.
Mountains are blue. I just for the record, I will not be drinking that at this point, but maybe later.
We're going to text some of your texts on the state of the Milwaukee
Brewers.
What
would it take for you right now to shotgun that right on air?
I've retired from that portion of my life.
Why?
I'm not good at it.
Oh.
Fun fact. Bad at shotgunning.
Would you get in trouble with HR and the group if you did that right now? Even if it's at your house?
Yes.
Even though it's a great partner?
Yes. It's like, just because you're at a golf course doesn't mean you could do whatever you want with some of the shows that we do.
Well,
it doesn't stop you sometimes.
Okay, maybe I was going to say
that. I don't want to get you in trouble.
I don't say anything about that. All right.
It's Free Burger Day from George Webbs. We're going to talk about that and check your text on the state of the Brewers after losing both games at the doubleheader with the Cubs yesterday. We'll do that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch, live from my house. Mo has repositioned himself on the couch behind us. He's now sleeping very
Yeah, Mo's done a nice job. He's done a nice job. He's just a little excited when I first got here.
I'm just all dogs are. That's how
that's
how they work. I'm trying to prepare you for what many of us think is the inevitable that at some point, you know, you'll cave on this.
I hope I do.
Jim on the south side on the Carbliss ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line 844-770-3776. I propose a new recurring segment, Wilde and Tausch on the Road, visiting a listener's home from a remote broadcast.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to probably go. But listen, man, I'll never say never. I mean, we obviously were down in the south side of Wisconsin when we did our Kohler demo, got to rip some stuff up. That was fun. So I am not opposed to, on a rare occasions, going to do that. Yeah, I think it's fun.
Meanwhile, talking Brewers, today is the George Webb's free burger giveaway from 2 to 6 p.m. They are out of vouchers from Peshtigo to Southeast Wisconsin and everywhere in between. They have given out over 100,000
vouchers
already. For
so
Brewers.
You're talking there's going to be a couple hundred thousand burgers being eaten.
Yes. So the vouchers don't include 2 to 6 p.m. today.
Yeah, that's all on the
Yes, so the vouchers you could have collected, and if you got one, that you can go anytime and get your burger, however they did that rule. But 2 to 6 p.m. today, this is the one where you put your Brewers stuff on, you go stand in line, you walk in, you get yourself a nice burger, and you get to celebrate some camaraderie with fellow Brewers fans for a momentous year.
How long will the line get in the George Webb downtown? It'll be a mile?
A mile seems extreme, but maybe. I mean, Brewers feet. We caught Brewers feet.
Because you're going to have to eat lunch before you go. You're not going to wait to 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I appreciate
it's going to be like a happy hour type deal.
The George Webb's team did a nice job picking 2 to 6 p.m. as the window for this because I think that
smart.
Was pretty intelligent on their end to help limit some of the traffic coming through the different restaurants. I'd imagine several blocks worth. I don't know if a mile, but I think several blocks.
I don't know, man. The excitement level, the fact there's no Brewer game going on today.
Until 7 o'clock tonight.
No, I mean during that window.
Right. Yeah.
I think you factor in the community of it and going and just you know, Vinny Vitrano from the morning show were talking this morning, and his kid, who's going to Marquette's, telling him, hey, get in line for me. And I'm like, well, how long are you going to wait? How long are you going to wait in line? Because I guarantee you there's people lined up already.
Oh, for sure.
To get in there. But this is, and I said, well, Vince, you're looking at this the wrong way. This is content. You should be man on the street interviewing everybody that's there. I'm sure we're going to have our Maddie and her great team will be out and about figuring that out, because everybody is looking for community. That's why sports are great. That's why I love this show. You have people that care deeply about sports, that care deeply about this, and it's a way, in a fractured world, it is a way to bring people together, standing in line, talking about your favorite baseball team, and then getting a big, fat, juicy burger. Nothing more American than that.
Nothing more American than that.
Oh, is there?
That's beautiful, Tausch.
No, I mean, what is? The only thing is you fire some fireworks off at 6 o'clock after everybody gets their burger, and you sit there with your family eating a burger with the fireworks in the background. That's America. That's in America.
That's why they want him to be governor, folks. Dave and Aaron on the text line. I think the Brewers – oh, man, the text just left. Yeah, I got it. I really think the rain delay gave the Brewers the old screw job at Wrigley. I really think we could have been up 2-1 in the series had the rain –
yeah, the rain hurt. There's no doubt about it. But, hey, man, excuses are like, you know what? Nobody cares. Deal with it. And we didn't deal great yesterday. But today's a new day. Today's a great day to eat a burger, have some fireworks, and watch the crew. That's what today's about.
Last Brewers text here before we get to Homer from Tim in Oregon. Do not fry the pitchers. Lose a few to win when it counts. It's paradoxical all the time.
Throw That's a lot of big words.
Throw bombs as a pitcher. Take pitches as a hitter. The law of baseball percentages will make this very close. Team attitude is the hallmark of the Brewers, along with pocket pancakes. A lot of different thoughts there from Tim in Oregon.
Paradoxically, I don't fully comprehend that, but I think the point is, you don't sweat it. You have a couple of games. Didn't go your way. You just, what you don't want to do is breathe life back into a team that you had sitting there Monday afternoon. You had your heel right there. And unfortunately, the rain pulled you up. And to their credit, they bounced back and are making it interesting. And, you know, the next 2 days will be – It's an important couple of days. I don't think you want to poo-poo it and say, oh, even if they lose, they're only 5-up. 5-up and 7-up is a whole different world in the game of baseball.
And Daniel the Landscaper says the block LeBron had was legit.
The what?
The block LeBron had was legit.
No, it's a goaltend. You can't touch the rim.
His hand hit after the block, says Daniel. I'll let you. You guys can fight about that on the text line if you'd like to.
His hand hit the rim as the ball was released?
I think after you hit the ball, it becomes fair. You can't hit it.
Oh, so you can rattle the rim after the ball touches your hand? You could pull down on the rim and shake the backboard. Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you for dropping that knowledge to me. I appreciate that.
I shouldn't have read that text. I should have just gone into the other room.
You should have known better, Jesse.
I should have gone into the other room, and I should have grabbed my little bet slip.
You can't hit the rim when you're going to block a shot. It's a goaltend. Period.
Did this to yourself, Jesse.
I did. You're right. He hit the ball first, so that means...
Well, that could be true. I'll have to delve back in and look. All I do, I know that his hand hit the rim, and I know that's goaltending. Now, there could be a timing issue that would maybe say that that's not the case, but they weren't calling that goaltending, I can tell you that. It was too monumental of a play.
All right, let's try this again. I know I've got a good bet slip hitting in the other room right over there. I can go get it if you want me to. Brewers to win the NL Central. From May.
Was that part of ours, or is that yours?
No, that was my own.
Oh, that was your own. Special. Smart move by Jesse, and it's a smart move by all. If you like to get in on some action, the new Hard Rock Casino, Rockford, 175,000 square feet of gaming, entertainment space, 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book that I know we had some fun with looking at this upcoming Packers season and Brewers season, and a rock shop. And if you're hungry, today's Wednesday, right?
It is.
Head on down if you're a little bit older. Get down there. Great discounts on meals. Lunch has probably started 2 hours ago at the Hard Rock Casino. You got Council Oak Steaks and Seafood, Brick the Tank Kitchen, UU Noodle Bar, Street Tacos, and again, great lunch that Jesse and our team, when we were down there a couple months ago, had at the Hard Rock Cafe. They got it all. Live entertainment venue, 23,000 square feet, different great shows. Terry Bradshaw put on a great show down there as well. Premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois, about, I'd say, somewhere from this house, about 55 minutes to an hour, door-to-door at the Hard Rock Casino, Rockford.
Come join us Saturday morning, ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day preseason special from 10 to noon on stage at the Hard Rock Casino, Rockford. Come and see us on Saturday morning. We're going to be doing that down in Rockford. I will be there, Pablo Iglesias, Adam Mertz, and you never know if we're going to have any other special guests stop by as well. We do have a special guest stopping by next. Homer, back from across the pond, scheduled to
Ahoy, matey!
Nope, that's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. Whatever you do, make sure do it right. You're making love.
You know what that music means. Back from Ireland.
Should there have been some bagpipes or something going with Johnny Irish over here?
That would be fun if they could redo this with bagpipe. Not bagpipe. That's not what they do.
No, it's bagpipes, yeah.
That's Scotland.
Is it Scotland? What's in Ireland then?
I don't know.
Why don't we ask the guy that was in Ireland?
Shamrocks? Just in time for free George Webb's Burgers. He is back stateside. It is Steve the Homer True with the Homer Hour, weekdays 5 to 6 on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. Jesse and Tausch today on Wildy and Tausch. Hi, Homer. Welcome back.
Nice to be back. All you need to know about Ireland is just Notre Dame. They're the Fighting Irish. Everything Notre Dame does, you see in Ireland. Leprechauns,
like
all that kind of stuff. Leprechauns and...
There were actual leprechauns in Ireland? You were there?
Oh, yeah. They have condos and stuff. It's really cool. They have a Notre Dame division for people that were Notre Dame leprechauns. It's pretty cool.
Mm.
Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
Ireland's basically like Wisconsin.
Did you do any dancing? What's that dance that they love over there?
No, they do a lot of we had somebody, the women do the dance, and they have a lot of dance teams. In Milwaukee, the Irish dance. Yes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know, but it's like there's a special dance, and I'm sure you as you led a group.
Know.
So, Homer, you actually you beat the curve here. You were officially working, but you were vacationing, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't working.
That's what I heard.
Well, what? Again, forget. I'll just get off, and then Tausch can be me and tell me.
Oh, stop! Stop pouting. Will you stop pouting? God, you're such a pouter.
No, I'm not pouting.
Yeah, you are.
Point, you ask me, I say it, you go, no. Okay, tell me what I did. Tell me what my role was as so-called leader.
Didn't you organize a group, and that group came in a big part because Steve the Homer True was going to Ireland?
Yes.
Okay.
But only partially.
So, you know what? I want you
to
apologize. Apologize to me.
No, I don't.
Yes.
You want. No, I'm not apologizing because you haven't. Now I know just how it is. Someone said to me, just hold on. Let me finish. So now I'm doing on my show. Can I ask a question now? Can I make a statement now, Mark? Can I make one?
Yes, Steve. Steve, go ahead.
So they've been doing tons of these, Colette. They're fabulous with TMJ. Generally, you have like 40-some people. I think the max is 42. I was so influential, we had 23.
Okay.
So they still did it because Colette brought in people from all around the country. Actually, a number of people from Indiana. They were Hoosiers.
Oh.
It was fabulous. A couple people that I knew kind of second or third hand. So, yes, it was my group, but it was so small that they had half of the group wasn't me. They had no idea who I was.
Okay.
My role was, as leader, when we got to the airport, to talk to one girl to tell her, we're a group, put our bags together. That's it. During the event in Ireland, the 9 days, I had responsibility to do nothing.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Wow.
Did you get to play any golf? Did you golf?
I did not golf. It was not on the tour. Usually when I travel with my family, or in this case, my wife, I never play golf. When I play golf, I go on my own.
Do you wish your wife golfed? Is that something that you wish you did together?
She was a fantastic golfer in high school, the 1967 district champ. in Carroll, Iowa. However, she doesn't play as well, and it is very difficult for her. So I don't know. It'd be like if you tried to play the NFL pro football now and you weren't as good.
Yeah,
it would
be
hard
true.
To do. So she's pretty much retired, but she's got another comeback coming.
Okay. All right. So, Homer, are you going to go get yourself a burger today? You're Mr. Milwaukee, and this is obviously
–
why not? It's a huge deal, and I think you should support – yeah, you love free stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I am not, but that doesn't take away from how great it is.
Why are you not?
I got other stuff to do. The
like
draft
what?
Is tonight.
Tell me what you got. It's 2-6. It's 2-6. The draft is tonight at like 7-something. Yeah. 2-6.
You have a show to do.
Yeah, 5.
You don't even know I have a show.
You got a show 5-6, the Homer Hour. Trust me, I know all about it.
I have to be at Potawatomi and have to get – I have a reputation. I finished second in the league. And so
first
I want to do my prep.
It's the first loser.
So everybody else should go to George Webb's. I'm not going.
Okay.
It's a bad day, but it's great what they did.
I would agree.
Are you going?
I'm not in Milwaukee. I'm at Jesse's house,
oh,
for God's sake.
Drive a few miles for this historic
It's not
day?
A few miles. If it was don't you try to flip that burger on
drive?
Me, you little burger flipper.
How far would you drive?
Hey, don't you flip
burger?
That burger on me. Homer, what did you What did you make of what we saw yesterday? Obviously, it's been an incredible run. The Brewers had kind of the foot on the throat after that first game on Monday. The rain came, and then yesterday is really the first major, I guess not major, but the first real setback, two games in a row that this team has lost in forever. Not concerned at all, right?
No. That's the difficult part about baseball. People refuse to understand how many games they play. They still have, 200 left? How many left do they have in the regular season?
Well, that's like 30-something, I think, right? Low 30s?
Yeah.
30-ish.
Yes,
yeah.
You got tons. And you have talked about this, so the numbers vary, but they have created a nice cushion.
Mm-hmm.
The key to a cushion is you can have a bad stretch, and you still got room. They could lose the next two. They're fine. They're still up 5 games. And it's hard to explain to baseball, unless you maybe played it, for that number of games, you just can't worry. I'll give you a great example. When they made the World Series, in the regular season, the Brewers were up by 3 with 4 games to go playing a ball. They lost 3 games in a row. I mean, they blew this great 82 team. And I asked Robin, weren't you scared before the last game? He said, no. They were facing Jim Palmer. I said, why weren't you? He said, nobody could beat us 4 games in a row.
Hmm.
We were too good. So the mentality of baseball is it's just a gazillion games. 2 games mean nothing.
Yep.
They lose these two. It means very little. So I'm fascinated to how Murphy, he's already made it clear to me that he wants the team to realize they're the underdogs. He's not allowing, anybody to forget how great the Cubs are. Because in reality, at some point this season, if the Brewers continue with the best record in baseball, they become the Bears. They become.
Homer.
And yet no one can feel comfortable with that because they haven't been there before. But you have the best record in baseball. You're supposed to make the World Series. Doesn't mean you do it every year. And whether the expectations were to win 5 games at 162, you have earned the respect and the right. But I don't think that the Murphy wants them to be in that mode. I think he wants them to always believe they're, as John Anderson says, they're angry bees and enough angry bees to take down the bear.
Oh, bears and bees.
They're becoming
and
the bear.
Cubs. Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is you have to be – you can't BS. Clubhouses, locker rooms, don't matter. When you have the best record in baseball and you have been the best team for the vast majority of the season,
correct?
It's really difficult for me to sit here and say, you're an underdog. You have to shoot straight. And if the Milwaukee Brewers end up as the one seed, which we all anticipate they do, and I have the best record in baseball, which they're on pace to do, it's really hard for me to sit here and sell to my team that we're underdogs. At some point, embrace the fact that we're really blanking good, and we should win. I understand you always want to have that edge, but these guys, all of these guys have had to prove over and over other than maybe The Miz, that they've had to overcome stuff. And you can't sit and say one thing when it isn't actually the facts of what's happening. Am I crazy to think that?
No, but that's why I'm fascinated to see what Murphy does, because what you say is 100% true. But when your payroll is one whatever it is of the other teams, there's an aspect of it. But
yeah, but 162 games, a big cross-section, a payroll schmayroll, you know?
Yes. I mean, yes and no, given you look at some of the performances of the players. Okay, Vaughn has gone from an ant to a tiger. Well, is he going to be a tiger the whole season? Or there's a reason that people didn't think they were that good, because these players have resumes. As a group, they've proven it wrong the way they play. So I'm curious to see how Murphy goes about this, because, yes, at some point he's going to say kind of what you said. But there's still... As I said, always check Vegas odds or the odds. That will tell you what's really going on.
Where are they, third right now?
They're now third. The Dodgers are still one. Phillies now. The Brewers were like five or six a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So they're earning some respect. But yeah, what I said and what you said are the two games. And Murphy, who's he's been doing this forever. Mm-hmm. He'll however he figures it out and however he does it, I'm going to approve.
Okay. Homer, my last one for you, and, Twitter's a wonderful thing sometimes.
I've got a 0% chance that Parsons is the Green Bay Packers.
Of what?
I was at minus
0% chance of what?
Zero. Of the Cowboys and the Packers.
Micah Parsons. Oh, yeah, I don't think it's zero, but it's closer to zero than it is to 10. I would agree with you on that. But
you cannot come with any logical explanation on how it occurs.
I mean, yeah, the Cowboys lose their mind, and that's happened. And the Packers have.
Don't do this.
No, the Packers would. Well, but I agree with you. I'm not saying you're not going to be right, but I'm saying Micah Parsons is different than most players. He fits the Gutenader profile. He's young.
No,
he's ascending. He is Xavier McKinney as a pass rusher.
Come on. Wait a minute. No. Xavier McKinney, they gave up nothing.
That I understand. But, Homer.
You cannot use any comparison that does not
All right, I won't.
Major
okay,
draft
okay, draft. Okay. They also were – Goody was in the conversation. I know you hate that term – on Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And they were offering offering something very similar to what the Bears did. It was the Raiders thinking the Bears stink worse and we'll get a better pick. That's why they picked the – so let's not say it's not possible. I would agree.
Yes,
it's not very
possible.
Likely.
The best example you have didn't happen. Think of that.
But that was because the Raiders – the Raiders
ago,
chose that. The Raiders picked it, not – not because
you don't
the
even
Packers,
know exactly what the Packers gave. All I'm telling you is
reports were.
Work.
Reports.
Oh, reports were. Oh, now you love reports. Oh, baby, we're cooking.
Depends who's given
reports.
The. Depends who's given the reportage. All right, last thing for me.
It's never happened since John Hadle.
It's been a while. Yeah, it wasn't a good. That didn't work out great. It's been a while.
Didn't work
but
out.
But 0%.
And
you know.
Emphasize, if you want to talk about Goody, this was at Goody's very beginning when the defense clearly sucked, because when he didn't do this. If, in fact, he came that close, the next year they picked up, what, four guys?
Yep, Goody, the Smith boys.
His
team,
his draft choices, and he has done nothing. It is illegal to mention Xavier McKinney or any player he's acquired.
My point, Homer.
Were no
Homer,
draft picks involved.
I agree. My point is the T.J. Watt and Trey Hendrickson, all of those conversations, the reason that was never happening is age. And at least in this case, if you're going to do something out of character, which this would be, the character part from Goody is young, ascending, getting into their prime. He would, if Micah Parsons was a free agent and it was, we got to pay him top dollar, we've seen Goody do this movie before.
And if I had hair, I
That's
could be
fair.
In a hair cutting contest.
All right. Okay.
But if he was a free agent.
I'm not listen.
Yes.
I agree to disagree with you on it.
You got to do better than that.
I just
better than that.
Okay, stop. Last one for me.
You already said last one.
He wouldn't let me talk. He touched me on my own show, which is crazy.
Don't get pouting.
I'm not pouting. Homer, you went on and tweeted about our interview we had, and you said great interview, which was nice of you.
With Dom Catrone on Monday.
Dom on Monday. And you said the importance of stats, batting average. Nobody talked about it. Stats are important. Oh, this bad on-base percentage. Blah, blah, it's a huge problem. Okay, so you're raving about stats. All right, that's Homer. Literally, your next tweet, Arman Jovic, about Nigel James. Homer, don't care about stats. No one thing he can do at all.
Correct.
That sequence might be the peak of, I don't know if the word hypocrisy. How do you justify yelling at us about not talking stats and then literally pounding us about stats in the next tweet? How can you justify that?
Thanks. Good question. First
Thank
of all,
you.
two different sports.
Oh, God.
Second of all, talking about a player. You're talking about a player who has never played at the college level. Okay? So do I give much credence to high school stats for a college basketball player? No. Do I give credibility to baseball stats for someone's major league career, for someone's minor league career? Have I ever used stats from college to determine how good a professional baseball player is going to be? No. There's a huge difference, which you would understand and do understand, but it was a nice try. I give you credit.
No, you know that
also,
that was peak. That
also,
was peak
no,
hypocrisy.
No, say they
no
gave
it was
you
peak
grade
hypocrisy.
Stat. Say they
what?
Give you his grade school.
No, come on, Homer. Come on.
Yes. What?
Come on. Stats don't matter. Blah 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 blah. Stats matter.
High
nope. Stats don't matter.
High school stats. You're comparing high school stats to professional baseball stats.
You are.
What
I
say?
Didn't. You
can
did.
Take it back. Go ahead. Take it back.
No, you did. I didn't.
You're making me as a comparing the two.
Hypocrisy.
Is one, I say stats are important, and two, stats are not important, and not recognizing. Hold on.
Stats aren't important when they don't fit your narrative, do they? Stats aren't important if they don't fit your narrative.
What he scored at the age of two, would you then say,
Homer? Oh, come on, Homer. Don't. Homer, you're better than that. Hey, you're better than that. You're better than that.
Thank you. All right. Yes, I am. You apparently are not.
Oh, gosh. All right, get out of here.
LeBron averaged 25.
Bye. Johnny hypocrisy over there. Thank you, Johnny, for your hypocritical stat take. You can't get around it. And then he tries to go down to two-year-old. Like, come on.
Well, that's Homer, weekdays 5 to 6 on ESPN Wisconsin. The Homer Hour. You joined
I'm still confused.
Today.
He's got 3 hours to go get a burger. He's not going to go get a burger.
I will see him tonight at the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, where he's doing his show. And as this is a common theme throughout the week, you need to arrive early at places to do remote broadcasts to make sure you're set up and ready to go accordingly. And so sometimes you don't get to do some other things you would normally do before the show. I'm on Team Homer.
Sure, yeah.
I'm
Jesse,
surprised
you show up 5 minutes before your show.
I got to
you
this.
Showed up 3 minutes and it was at your house.
I got to this remote hours before.
I don't know about that, Jimmy.
Okay, speaking of being at our house, so if you're just joining us on YouTube and you're like, what the heck are these guys doing? We are live at my house. We are in the basement. Coming up next during this commercial break on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and on the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page. That's where you can find this. Unfortunately, our other streaming platforms, you can't do this just because of how we're logistically set up. So on those two, the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page, we are going to do Tausch's tour of my house.
Oh, wow.
During
can't wait.
Our
do
commercial.
I have to be a part of that?
You wanted to do
Did
it.
Did I want to?
All right. So maybe we're going to do it. Maybe
no,
we'll do
Jesse wants to show his house off, and I'm on board. I'd like to
so
see
So we're gonna give you a minute to get situated if you want to join us again on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel or on the Facebook page, Wilde and Tausch Facebook page. That's where we're going to do Tausch's tour of my home. As we get situated for that, Tausch, you want to tell us about Quick Trip? Later?
I do. This fall, life doesn't slow down, and neither does Quick Trip. Whether you're grabbing an iced coffee, a fresh bakery treat, quick meal on the fly, Quick Trip's got you covered. If you need to top off your tank, well, their fully guaranteed fuel has your back. And the perks, free ATMs, free air for your tires, friendly faces, sparkling clean stores, even the bathrooms. And we're going to check out Jesse's bathrooms in his house to see if they're as clean as Quick Trip's. Not a Quick Rewards member yet. What are you doing? You're missing out. Sign up today. Start earning discounts on fuel, future purchases, even enter exclusive sweepstakes. Swing by and make life a little less hectic only at Quick Trip. And if you're craving convenience, I know I am, order ahead in the Quick Rewards app. Pick your favorite. Fried chicken, pizza, take-home meals. Pay ahead, grab it in store, curbside, simple, fast, and all your favorites ready when you are. Plus, don't miss this week's Quick Hot Savings, August 18th through the 25th. Nature's Touch Milk, $2.99 a gallon. You can get three. Nature's Touch American Cheese Singles, $1.99 for a 12-ounce package. You can get four. Nature's Touch Cream Cheese, 99 cents, limit four. And that beautiful Applewood smoked bacon, two for $5. Life is busy. Quick Trip gets it. Fill up, fuel up, grab everything you need, and we'll see you next time.
The tour continues on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and the Wildy and Tausch Facebook page over this commercial break. For the rest of you, we'll be back in 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. Tonight.
Well, for those of you who are with us on the YouTube channel, some of you appeared to enjoy the tour of my home.
Was there some negativity on there?
There's always some negativity
on
YouTube comments.
Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Jackrabbit Mama appears to have really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I miss Jackrabbit Mama. I got to get down to the Milwaukee studio and see her again soon. Well done.
Jackrabbit Mama scheduled to appear in our fantasy football league.
Oh, is she on the squad?
She is scheduled to be in this year, yeah.
Make sure you don't make that mistake. I just saw somebody wanted Bijan Robinson, and they took Brian Robinson.
Oh, classic.
Don't want to do that.
Some of you pointing out the turtle pond in the backyard was featured. Yes, that is true. A lot of turtles come from there. And the amount of
is
you...
Is that a turtle graveyard?
No, they're alive and well out at the pond, our backyard. I don't know.
As far as you know, right?
The amount of you who had comments about Tausch opening our basement freezer is alarming.
They didn't like that?
They thought something was going to pop out of there.
Like what? What were they expecting?
Well, we did have kind of a shaky cam, so I guess they could have thought you were going for
like,
a horror movie.
Like there was
vibe.
Like an old corpse like digging out?
That is what some people are speculating was going to pop out of the freezer.
That would have been actually really funny if we had that. That would have been good planning.
Funny?
No, that would have been good planning. Like if Becca had her arm and she was just like, ah! And she scared everybody, that would have been really good. But that's not what happened.
That is not what happened on our tour. The show continues live from my house. Coming up in 2 minutes, Tausch, first tell us about Tito's Vodka.
Oh, Tito's Vodka. Yeah, you got some good Tito's, of course. You know I love three things, football, firing up the grill, and a great cocktail in my hand. And when it's time to kick back, whether you're tailgating, watching from the couch, grilling with buddies, Tito's Handmade Vodka is my go-to. When I'm out golfing, I love that little transfusion drink with the grape juice. Can also just go Gatorade to kind of continue to rehydrate, but make sure it is always Tito's that you're mixing with. And the other great thing about Tito's, where's our beautiful little doggy?
He's right down there, little puked doggy.
Right
down here like a good boy.
Tito's gives back in a big way and partners with nonprofits. And you know what they love doing? They love taking care of our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas. Savor that Tito's responsibly.
Power rankings coming up in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.